Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning preparing for the upcoming winter season and checking on the forage supplies that you have on your dairy. For many of our dairies, we're finishing up forage harvest for 2025, and it's probably time to take time and sit down and figure out what you actually have for forage on hand and what you might need to purchase. As we look at the trade out there, it's really been kind of slow here the last few weeks. Prices have been fairly steady. In general, there's a lot of variability in price. If we look at alfalfa, there's a tremendous range that we can find out there in prices. So doing some hunting for some bargains might be something that you might want to consider. However, I want to caution you that you're purchasing alfalfa that has some tests behind it so that you can determine what quality you're actually purchasing. Forage supplies are fairly abundant across the state. We've got a few isolated cases down in the southwest part of the state that we've had some extended drought and maybe a little shorter there, but in general, shouldn't have to travel too far to find adequate supplies of forage for your dairy herd. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take time and calculate what they have available for forage and what they need, making sure that they go ahead and purchase what is needed to get through to 2026 before it gets too late in the season.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.